From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Roman Catholic Bishop Agustin Roman was arguably the most iconic leader Cuban Americans ever had. Few played a larger role in establishing Miami's Cuban exile community. But at the same time, well before the U.S. reestablished diplomatic ties with the island this year, few did as much to build bridges between Miami and communist Cuba. Before he died in 2012, Bishop Roman designated El Nuevo Herald religion columnist Daniel Shore Roth to write his biography. Agustin Roman, Pastor, Profeta, Patriarca, has now been published in Spanish. Shore Roth will speak at the Miami International Book Fair this weekend, and this week he sat down with me. Here's part one of our conversation. Daniel, great to have you here.
Great to be a guest here.
I want to start by going straight to perhaps the defining event of Bishop Roman's life. It's 1961. Fidel Castro is purging the Catholic Church from Cuba, and one night people appear at Roman's door in Matanzas. He thinks they're there to offer him their confession, but in reality they're sending him and other priests into exile. Your details are masterful, but what stood out most for you as you wrote that episode?
Well, they were basically thrown into this boat at gunpoint without being able to say goodbye to your family, to your parishioners, without documentation. He always emphasized that, you know, he left with nothing and, you know, he never goes back to Cuba. So he becomes a missionary of an exile community. And it's very interesting because he was not able to get into the traditional seminaries in Cuba. He got into late. So he had to start with a new group that was from Canada. They were the Missionary Brothers. And his education, you know, was under missionary priest. And those years were decisive in his worldview because he was able to learn different languages, different cultures, and learn the missionary style of priesthood, which he applied afterwards. He was first a missionary in Chile, and then eventually in 1966, he comes to Miami.
But that's fascinating that the missionary work he had done prepared him for the work he had to do here.
And that's what when I tell his story, I say how coincidental, so providence, how what he didn't want, but he was kind of obligated to do, was the answer to, you know, his success as a spiritual leader here in Miami.
In the U.S., Roman is known for achievements like building La Ermita, the shrine in Coconut Grove to Cuban's patron saint, Our Lady of Charity, and for quelling deadly 1987 riots among Cuban detainees in Georgia and Louisiana. What common threads about the man do you and the book see in those different accomplishments?
It always shows his pastoral response to a community that was growing. With La Ermita, it was because Cubans needed a place that was a church of their own. In 1987, there were very violent riots in two federal prisons, and some of these Cuban prisoners took hostages of federal employees. He reacted with the same style, very strong in his ideas, but he was a very soft-spoken person, and the detainees said that they were not going to negotiate a release of the hostages unless Bishop Roman was going to be there.
But the book also reminds us that Roman was preaching a message of reconciliation between exiles and the island long before Pope Francis came on the scene. You point out that Roman was in fact a popular figure back in Cuba, and at one point you quote him emphasizing a search for necessary convergences. Can we credit Roman with laying some of the groundwork for the U.S.-Cuba normalization we're seeing this
year?
Yes,
he was one of the first. Actually, in 1985, the U.S. government launched Radio Martí.
That broadcasts from the United States into Cuba. Right?
So Monsignor Roman, his mass on Saturday night aired in all of Cuba. So he had already created those bonds with the population before anyone came to talk about the reconciliation.
Daniel Shore Roth will discuss his biography of Agustin Roman at the Miami International Book Fair tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. You can hear part two of our conversation Monday. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.